Okay, it is 7 o'clock. I'm calling the meeting of the Township Mayor and Council for March 24th, 2021 to order. Madam Clerk, have we met the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Act?
Yes, we did.
Thank you very much. I invite you all to join me in a salute to the flag. If you don't have one, I have one behind me. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
Okay. Thank you for all joining us this evening. And would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Councilman Glaser? Sure. Councilman Glaser?
Present.
Hold on one second. Before we start, if everybody can mute and is not speaking, that would be fantastic.
Present.
Present.
Brian, do you want me to mute?
Do I want you to what now?
I want you to what now?
Mute them.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Still.
Present.
Okay, let's try it again. Councilman Glaser?
Present.
Councilman Strauss?
Present.
Councilwoman Whitley?
Here.
Council President Kochanowski?
Here.
And Mayor Millett?
Here. First item of business are going to be comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only. And I'd also ask that if you're going to speak about any of the ordinances that are on for this evening on the public hearing, to wait for the public hearing to do so. For those who'd like to speak, we will have two public comment periods. The first for items that are listed on the agenda, the second for items not on the agenda. If you are using a computer, click on participants and then click on raise hand next to your name. If you are using a mobile device, click raise hand from the meeting controls. If you are using a telephone, press *3. You will hear the prompt, you have raised your hand to ask a question. Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. If you need to unmute yourself on the phone, press *6. I will do my best to call on people in the order in which they raise their hands. Everyone will be limited to 3 minutes. So, for those folks, we'll start with who are online. Does anybody wish to raise their hand? I don't see any raised hands. And I see none on the phone. I'll ask now if I missed anybody or anybody wishes to speak and is having technical difficulties to unmute yourself and state your name and address. And if you're on the phone, press *6. Once, and twice. Okay, we will move on, close the public comment, and we will move to the consent agenda. All items on the consent agenda are listed with an asterisk, are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council, and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the items will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. May I, is there anyone on council who would like to pull out any of the items on the consent agenda?
No.
Hearing none, are there any members of the public who'd like to pull out any items from the consent agenda? *6 if you're on the phone. Hearing none, may I have a motion to move the consent agenda, please?
I move for approval. Second.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Mulway?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Before we move to reports, I'd like to offer a proclamation. For those who don't know, our administrative assistant, Steve Will, who's been with us for a very, very long time, will be retiring. His last day is coming up next week. And I have a proclamation here honoring Steve Will for his hard work and dedication to the Township of Clinton. Whereas, as of March 31st, 2021, Steve Will will have completed his 18th year at the Township of Clinton. And whereas, during his time at the Township of Clinton, Mr. Will taught karate through the Recreation Department, providing leadership and a wealth of knowledge of the sport. And whereas, after teaching karate for the Recreation Department as an instructor, on September 16th, 2002, Mr. Will was hired as a part-time employee in the Recreation Department, providing assistance with summer recreation camp, sporting activities, programs, events, and just about everything the Recreation Department has done over the last 18 years. And whereas on October 26, 2016, Mr. Will transferred to the clerk's office as the full-time deputy registrar and administrative assistant to the administrator and clerk. Mr. Will was responsible for dog licenses, food licenses, solicitor's permits, IT services, and everything in between. And whereas Mr. Will has always graciously offered his insight, knowledge, and guidance to countless township officials and employees over the years for the betterment of the township. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the governing body of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey, that Steve Will is officially recognized and honored for his dedication and his passion and service to the township over the past 18 years. And be it further resolved that we wish Steve success and the best of health in his future endeavors. This resolution is hereby presented to Steve Will at this scheduled council meeting on March 24th, 2021, and shall become part of the official minutes of said meeting. We had a little luncheon for him today in the office, and were able to present him with this today, or at least read it to him. So Steve's, everything that has been said in that is completely and 100% true. Steve was a jack of all trades in the building, and most everybody in the township, I'm sure, has at one point or another interacted with him, and he'll be sorely missed. So moving right along, we'll go to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yes. Excuse me. Nothing for the planning board. Upcoming meeting, I think April 4th or 5th, whatever that Monday is. Historic preservation, again, really not much. There's been no meeting. There's one, again, that first week of April. One quick development. The and very industrious member of the Historic Preservation Committee, who I would like to thank, actually two, went out with their chainsaw, took down the tree that had fallen on the spring house by the public safety building. So that's no longer on our agenda of items to address. Now the next agenda is to try to find someone to help us fix the roof. So end of report.
Thank you much. Councilman Strauss.
Yes, good evening, everyone. At the last Clinton Township Board of Education meeting, which was Monday, March 15th, a tentative budget was passed for the 2021-2022 school year. And this, a copy of this budget could be found on the Clinton Township School District website under Board of Ed, BOE, budget information. This budget will be voted on at their next board meeting, which is Monday, April 26th, which is a virtual meeting as well. The Clinton Township Environmental Commission has not met since our last meeting. So their next meeting is Thursday, April 1st, 2021 at 8 p.m., also virtually. And I know I keep on talking about it, but they're having the rain barrel workshop at Bunn Park on Saturday, April 10th, and sign up for that could be done online. Lastly, on the public safety, yesterday, Brian, the mayor, the administrator, and I met with Lieutenant DeRosa and some of the sergeants from Clinton Township Police to discuss some outstanding issues. I think it was a productive meeting. Also, I had received some complaints about some speeding in the township which I turned over to Lieutenant DeRosa, and he also emailed out a new K-9 proposal, a revised K-9 proposal, which looks great. I know, Brian, you and I still have to meet with Lebanon Fire Company. That's on my to-do list. And lastly, I have not received any information back. I apologize, Vita, from the GIF about the signage at the public safety building. I will send a text message right now, as soon as I'm done. So any questions? If not, my report stands as submitted.
No, thank you very much. Very thorough. And it was a good meeting yesterday. So hopefully we'll make some progress. Councilwoman Switlick.
Norton Voorhees, Board of Ed, met on March 16th. They reported that the tax increase for them will be 1.6. The preliminary budget was not presented at the meeting, so I couldn't give you details of it, but their budget hearing will be on April 27th. I'm not sure what the percentages will be for Clinton Township. I believe that percentage is dictated by the state, so I'll let you know when I know. And the only social thing is apparently prom and graduation are still planned this year. Let's see. Marukian. Hold on, my phone. My internet just crapped out. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Hey, we've got you. We didn't lose a beat.
Hold on 1 minute. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. All right. My thing was moving and you guys were freezing. Okay. Open space. Marukian. We have been talking about the disc golf thing. It's turning out to be, you know, a bigger thing than I thought. We have to go through the DEP, hearing at the end of April, which will be in our council meeting. This is the first, that I'm going through this. So it should be an interesting process. Everyone has, I'm sure, seen the billboard on 31 giving its notice. I anticipate some objection, from the immediate neighbors. But I also anticipate a lot of, positive presence at the meeting. We've made sure that there's a proper buffer between, the disc golf and the property lines. The closest one is probably 150 feet and what's required is 30 feet, I believe. I called Dr. Cottrell, yesterday in regards to the activity of the property since they use it often with the students, just to update them on the affordable housing, the proposed disc golf, and the rerouting of the 5K. And the only thing else with Marukian is Les from Open Space is organizing a little litter cleanup this Saturday in the morning, if anybody wants to help clean up trash. Prostack, the markers are going up, and we're pretty much focusing on the tire cleanup. We're trying to contact the neighbor that is next to the property so we can access it with dumpsters and whatnot. We're having a hard time getting a hold of him. But some good news is we were working out there this weekend and we found, I did send some pictures of crayfish. They were about 3 inches long in the water over there, which is a really good indicator of a healthy environment. Windy Acres, I haven't been over there to look at the trails. They're probably a mess, so I need to get some spring cleaning done. I will be needing volunteers for that, so within the next couple of weeks, I'll be begging. The foundation, as I reported last time, will be poured by the DPW probably, I'm going to say, mid-April. I will evaluate what the trails look like in regards to platforms to be input on the trails, the muddy parts. I would like to have everything over there running by maybe mid-May, but I'm not optimistic actually about that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There was the Environmental Committee hosted a stream assessment class. It was a couple weekends ago. Oh, no, wait, March 13th with Raritan Headwaters. It was, again, this was an Environmental Commission program, but it was one of the first, it is the first educational class that was hosted at Windy Acres, which is a really exciting thing for environmental and open space. Tom got all the farmer contracts set. That's on the agenda. We're getting quotes for supplemental mowings on some of the trail properties. The hunting program, that is also on the agenda. Just an overview, there were 35 deer harvested, Windy Acres 17. Next year, as it says in the resolution, will only be bow. Hackett's was 8, Prospect East was 2, West was 4, Braze Hill was 1, and White Cloud was 3. So it actually was a really good season for them. I wanted to point out that I mentioned before, we were looking into a forestry management plan for Windy Acres, and we had a call, Les, myself, and Rich, with the professional we're hiring, and one of the first questions she asked was, do we have a deer management program right off the bat? So that is an extremely important part of keeping our environment in order. So Les and Mike, you're on the call for when we go over to the resolution if anybody has any questions. But I am personally comfortable with the latest copy of the resolution, and I would ask that you also support it. And our next open space meeting is tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Council President Kaczynowski. You're muted, Tom.
All right. Brian and I got a tour last Friday of the Clinton Town sewer operation. It is quite extensive, much more than what I thought it was. The guy who gave us the tour, I tried to find his name, and I could not find his name on the website, but he was very thorough. He definitely knows what he's doing. I asked about his replacement because I think he's got 3 years left, and they had a guy who was with us right there who is the next in command. So I'm confident in the fact that we will have continued sewer treatment. We witnessed their $4 million upgrade to their system, which is, you know, something that needs to happen. So I think it gave Brian and I a really good appreciation of what's happening, which will help us with our negotiations with them going forward. And I volunteered to drink the clean water, but they did not take me up on the offer. That's how confident I felt with their system there. As far as finance, I have nothing to report at this point. Thank you.
All right, thanks. From my perspective for REC, the Easter egg hunt, just a reminder, will occur Saturday, 10 a.m. It'll be a little different than years past, obviously, to account for the COVID guidelines that they have to abide by. But I'll try to promote it as best I can. If anybody else can do the same, that'd be fantastic. It will be at Bunt, back at the parking lot, I believe. I did email some of our county representatives, our commissioners, regarding the issues at the transfer station. I know also, he beat me to it, another resident who lives on Petticoat had done the same. So I interjected and added some additional information, but there is one resident who picked up 5 garbage bags worth of trash over the weekend. So I thank him very much. I don't know that that individual wants to be made public, but certainly I've heard about it recently, and it's a situation that seems to have gotten worse of late. And then for finance, we have that budget hearing, just so folks know, coming up on the 14th of April. And we may have some discussion on the personnel side coming up to support additional resources in court. They have some, not only some staffing issues, but with COVID, that's kind of running them ragged. Prosecutor as well, I met with the other day, and the police department. So they have anticipated workload increases forthcoming due to the mandated body cameras that are all the police departments in the state will have to purchase. So more on that to come. Administrator Mekovitz, do you have anything you'd like to report on, or we're good?
We're good. I think everything was covered. Thank you.
Thank you much. We'll now move on to resolutions, of which there are two. The first, Councilwoman Swetlik alerted, discussed earlier, she alluded to it before, the resolution regarding 2021 to 22 deer management program. This resolution is by and large the same resolution that we had last year, so the program will essentially stay the same with the exception of a change in hunting Windy Acres. Guns will no longer be permitted. It'll be only bow. If I've misstated anything, let me know, but I think Councilwoman Swetlik hit the nail on the head. Program's gotten better, it seems, every year. We had a better rate of taking deer this year than last, so hopefully that continues and has a positive impact on the open space properties and the surrounding properties in the township. Any comments or questions from the council members?
I did. I'm not sure if this was a change or not because I was confused with my version, so apologize. But did I notice there was a change in the training requirement where last year all hunters attended with the police department? This year it's just the team leads?
You want me to respond to that?
Yes, if Mr. Aversa, if you could.
At Mike Aversa, 30 Hermanthal Road, Annandale. What we did this year is we wanted to make sure at a minimum we had the team leader at the orientation. We also strongly recommended that other team members attend. Last year it was at least a team member had to attend, and we weren't sure if the information was being passed off to the other team members, so we wanted the team leader there.
Thank you. I misunderstood. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Any other questions or any comments, Mr. Aversa or Mr. Geese, that you'd like to offer?
Councilwoman Swetlik, like you said, hit it on the head with that, with everything she said. The only other change that occurred this year was because we went to bow only on Windy Acres, we upped it by one team, figuring that because we weren't using guns, people could be a little closer and it wasn't a big deal, and it would hopefully increase the deer harvest as well.
Thank you for that catch. Yes, you're completely correct. I missed that. All right. If there's no discussion, I would ask for a motion in support of the resolution.
I'll move.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it if he wants it.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. For the next resolution, I'm going to ask that Council President Kochanowski take the reins. I have a potential for at least the appearance of a conflict on this, so I will mute myself, and this is by virtue of my employment, so I'll mute myself and hide my camera for a minute. Tom, if you'd take it away.
Yeah, right. So we have a resolution to we had a study done by CMC, which is the New Jersey State approved company to do this kind of things. They're actually approved in Somerset and Hunterdon counties. And it's to upgrade our lighting in four of our five buildings to LED. The reason it's four of the five, because the fifth one, which is the fires company, Annandale Host Company 2, is already got LED and it doesn't qualify for this program. So the total cost to the township is going to be $10,400 about, not a lot of money. The payback is over 8 months. After that, we'll save $13,840 a year. So what I've done is I've asked Michael, so, you know, I reviewed all the numbers and everything. I support this. I asked Michael Wright to do an analysis over the next 3 years to get our actual savings as opposed to proposed savings. Because I think that's always a good idea. So, I've never put one of these forward. Do I have to read the whole resolution? Okay, no. So I want to support this resolution. I just ask for a motion.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Can I have a second? Oh, wait.
Second.
So Bill and Amy.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malay will abstain. Now we have to get him back.
It's not that hard this time. Very good. We'll move now on to public hearings. And the first is public hearing for an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending various provisions of Section 4-52 of the Code of the Township of Clinton pertaining to the Clinton Township Police Department. This is an ordinance, as we discussed last meeting, that really simplifies the operations as it's listed in the ordinance, because we found that a lot of things were contradictory to other aspects, be it policies or even within the ordinance itself. And this cleans a lot of that up. One of the things it does is it does recreate the position of police chief, whereas previous to that, there was a civilian police director, which I think was brought about probably 15 years ago. And last but not least, and to clarify, it authorizes a police force that is slightly larger than the size of the police force we have now, but it is less than what was previously authorized. So we will not be eliminating any police officers. This really just brings it in line with what it has historically been. That being said, are there any comments or questions from council before we kick it over to the public?
No, I just want to comment that I'm fully in support of this. I think we need that type of leadership in our township.
Okay. I do have a letter from the FOP that I'll read at the conclusion of the public hearing. At this time, I'll open the public hearing, and just as we did for public comment, if you'd like to make a comment on this ordinance, please raise your hand. We'll have 3 minutes to speak. If you need assistance, if you're on the phone and would like to raise your hand to speak, please press *3. Otherwise, you may press *6 to unmute. Mr. Corcadillas, you are recognized.
Good evening. Mr. Mayor, at the last meeting, you explained that an ordinance introduction is not a final action. You said it's just the start of a discussion with the public. But I've seen or heard no discussion in the past 2 weeks about what you call the overhaul of our police department. And by the way, normally 2 meetings in 28 days have to elapse between you introduce an ordinance and the public hearing. You can do it in 14 days if you put public notice in a daily paper, but that's usually done only in an emergency. So I'm wondering what the emergency about this is. For that reason, I hope that you will let me ask you a few questions in order to clarify what you haven't presented to the public. I still don't know why you're overhauling the police department. You're cutting 21% of our patrol officers, even though you're not letting anybody go now. And you just explained that this is actually going to be a bigger number of police officers than we've had in the past. Not if you read the ordinances, sir. The existing ordinance and this ordinance show clearly that you're creating a smaller police force as far as manpower is concerned. What I'd like to do is go through my comments. Since we're on video, it would be inconvenient to go back and forth. You said you wanted to open up for discussion, so that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to ask some questions and ask that you address my questions after I'm done speaking. And since we're on video, to make it a little easier, I'll try to number my questions so I'll be clear. My first question, number one, is what is the emergency that rushed the public hearing on this matter? We have no information other than the document itself right now. Mr. Mayor, you called this ordinance an overhaul of the PD, and indeed it is. But the council spent exactly 2.5 minutes, I timed it, introducing it on March 10th. Only one council member had a question. Only one had a comment. praise it. There was no discussion or deliberation before the council voted to introduce it. And an overhaul of the PD and no discussion just makes no sense. Question two, why didn't you do a presentation to walk us through this massive overhaul and communicate the changes and how they will affect our town and our cops? Tonight, you're all going to vote, and I assume you know exactly, each one of you, what you're voting on and can justify all aspects of this overhaul ordinance. This is not just a little fix. This is enormous. It changes the entire structure of the police department and the number of cops. We get fewer cops. We get a chief, no police director. You're cutting a lieutenant. I assume you understand the costs and the benefits and how much money it's going to save and how much it's going to cost. Mr. Kochanowski, you said that you fully support this, but I haven't heard you explain anything relating to costs and benefits, how much money it's going to save, how much it's going to cost. You and I both know you don't run a business making decisions like this if you have investors without explaining the hows and the whys. So I'm really concerned that since council has had no questions on March 10th, no one asked any questions after the mayor just introduced us again. I assume you've all read the ordinance. I have to conclude that you were educated about it and that you deliberated somewhere other than in these chambers.
Mr. Corcadellis, I'm going to give you 45 seconds if you wouldn't mind to wrap it up.
Brian, you explained at the last meeting that people shouldn't worry about an ordinance being introduced because we'd have time to discuss it. So I'm asking that you give me time to discuss it and ask my questions. You described the ordinance like this. You said it's honestly an economizing of our ordinance, which made administering the police department a little bit difficult. Question number four is, how does this new ordinance economize? Question five is, what made administering our police department so difficult that you needed to overhaul it? By way of justifying the ordinance, you also said we haven't had a real solid top-line leader in the department in many years. And since abolishing the police chief in the mid-2000s, you said there was a period of time where we had a police director. We've not had one of those in quite a while, so I think this is a good move. We haven't had a real solid top-line leader in the department for many years. I don't agree. Police Director Bob Manning was a retired state police captain and bureau chief for the Department of Internal Affairs of the state police. He really did overhaul our police department. He streamlined and updated hiring, promotions, and discipline. He eliminated favoritism and nepotism in hiring. He ensured our hiring process was legal because it hasn't always been. You might recall that before and shortly after we hired him, we had several cops charged criminally, found guilty, and removed. I believe he saved our PD.
Mr. Corcadellis, you're at 4 minutes. Please do wrap it up.
Mayor, you're about to pass an ordinance worth millions of dollars, and it's going to have massive impacts on public safety for the public and for our cops. I'm asking you to please let me finish. I've got 13 questions. I'd like to ask them. I'd like you to answer them.
Well, you've got one more minute. That's it.
What you're doing here, you haven't explained anything to the public about what this ordinance means, other than to tell us we shouldn't worry about it. That's what you're doing. There's nothing clear here. There's no detail. There's no explanation about the difference between a chief and the police director. Can anyone explain that to me? Why haven't you explained it to the public? You pay for space in the Clinton Township newsletter every month. Why didn't you put an article in there explaining to the public what you're doing and why? You're minimizing this and making it sound like this is no big deal. It's a huge deal. Why the rush? Why just doing it inside of 2 weeks? Before you vote, I would ask each council member to please explain on the record why you're voting determined to eliminate four police officer positions, a lieutenant, but keep six sergeants and one captain, and then to please explain why a chief would be better for our police department than a police director, because mainly a police director can be fired, terminated, so can an officer in charge, which we have now. A police chief is essentially a chief for life. They're very hard to remove. Ask any town that's tried to do it. Why you want to saddle us with an ancient structure that few towns don't have a problem changing is completely beyond me. I think you're doing this a disservice because you're not explaining what this ordinance really means, what the ramifications are. There seems to be a committee that worked on this. doesn't seem to be any information provided to the public. You rushed it. You did it very, very quickly. And it simply makes no sense. So
thank you. Thank you for your comments. I'll address as many of them as I can. First and foremost, I wouldn't say this is a rush. We've been introducing and following up with our public hearings for a number of ordinances at the 2-week mark. The next ordinance, which is also not a rush, is the same. However, as relates to the size of the department, we currently have 23 officers. At the end of the day, we'll have 23 officers. As long as I've been here, we've had 23 total officers, from lieutenant down to patrol. That's not going to change. The current ordinance, let me rephrase. The proposed ordinance allows for 26 total officers, which is 3 more than we currently have. A police director, while it may have made sense at the time it was done, due to the condition of the department, I don't believe is the right move for this department. The department is greatly improved. It has better leadership than it used to, for sure. And beyond that, even just from a financial standpoint, a police director who is a non-law enforcement officer, he does not have the same powers or duties or the same ability to perform the tasks of a police chief. It's completely different. We would probably have to lay off at least one police officer in order to afford, in our budget, a police director. So I think for the betterment of our department that this ordinance makes sense. Any other comments from the council before I move on to any other people who'd like to speak? Okay.
Yeah, Brian, I agree. The department has not gone above this number of officers in many years. I don't think we've had 26 officers since 2009. So the ordinance is still allowing for that. I think you've streamlined it to where it should be in the ordinance. And if and when the day ever comes where we need to expand, you can expand. But I feel it's the right move given the current structure of the department.
Thanks much. All right, we'll move on to Mr. Tiger, Sergeant Tiger. But I'm going to limit you, unless you're going to read that letter. I'm going to limit you to keep it as short as you can.
Nope, that's no problem, Mr. Millay. This is John Tiger. I am here as the president of Fraternal Order of Police Lodge number 182. I represent the sworn law enforcement officers within Clinton Township. I was unanimously elected. This is my 8th year, I think, as the president. I am a township resident. I'm not going to give out my address, even though everybody can find it. But I want to let the public know FOP Lodge number 182 is in complete support of this ordinance. This changes nothing for public safety within the township. This improves the leadership within the police department. It allows the gentleman who has, or a gentleman who has been serving in the capacity as officer in charge, to become chief of police. And basically, you have our full support. And the police director at the time that it was created was the highest paid individual within the police department. He was not a police officer. He served for 8 years. And we were told when he was hired that he was supposed to groom a pool of candidates to be considered for chief of police. He served for 8 years. Within that time frame, that job was not accomplished. So now it's obviously time to move on. And once again, you have our full support. And I promise the public, the officers I represent will all still be here tomorrow if this ordinance is passed. Even if it's not passed, we're all still going to be here working. Public safety will not change within Clinton Township.
Okay. Thank you, Sergeant. I saw another gentleman Brian O'Rourke had their hand up. I don't know if that individual wishes to speak or not so much. There we go. It's back up again. Mr. O'Rourke, you're recognized. Brian O'Rourke, if you'd like to unmute, you can speak. Mr. O'Rourke, last chance. There you go.
My apologies. It was unmuted, so my apologies. Yep. Mr. Mayor, thank you. Sergeant Tiger, thank you for always protecting the community and for all the law enforcement. I am fully in support of moving forward with this change for leadership. Leadership is incredibly important if it's private sector or public sector. This is about mentoring people and mentoring the community to what we need as a full community to support. So I just wanted to thank each and every one of you for all your support and the supporting of this this proclamation set forth in motion. Thank you.
Mr. O'Rourke, before you go, could you state your address?
My name is Brian O'Rourke. I live at 84 La Costa Drive, Annandale, New Jersey, 08801. I've been in the community for close to 20 years.
Thank you much. Thank you. Are there any other residents who would like to comment who may not have been able to work the hands? Any residents on the phone who'd like to comment? Just press star six. All right, not hearing any, I'm gonna ask our attorney really briefly, shall I read the letter? Which is signed by Sergeant Tiger?
I mean, I suppose it's up to you, but it's up to you, Mayor.
All right, I'll go ahead.
I don't know how long it is.
I'll be done with it in less than 2 minutes. So I'll read it into the record. This is addressed to the mayor and members of the Township Council. I'm writing this letter to you on behalf of the members of Fraternal Order of Police Lodge number 182, the lodge comprised of the sworn members of the Clinton Township Police Department. First and foremost, please let this letter show for the record that we support the upcoming changes to the Township Ordinance related to the Police Department. I understand there has been some confusion among some members of the public regarding these changes. Since I have been a member of this police department since July of 2004, I was present for the changes that are being reversed in this current ordinance. In February of 2007, the mayor and council at the time made the decision to hire a police director to replace the chief of police who had retired. The stated job of this director at the time he was hired was to train and cultivate a group of senior officers who could one day be selected from to fill the role of chief of police. While this decision was theirs, based on their reasoning at the time, I must address what the township got in response to this decision. When the police director was hired, he immediately became the highest paid person attached to the police department. Along with his salary, he was given a take-home car as part of his contract. In addition, the gentleman filling that role was a retired state trooper who had medical benefits as part of his retirement. The director was given an annual check for approximately $4,500 as a benefit for not enrolling into health insurance through Clinton Township. The police director, as the highest paid person in the police department, was not a police officer. He could not carry a gun. He could not be involved in police investigations. He could not interview or assist crime victims. He could not assist in directing traffic at a motor vehicle crash. He could not sign off on firearms, arms purchasing permits or documents. His role was limited solely to the administrative and budgetary matters associated with the police department. And somebody could mute, I think. It would help. Immediately after hiring the police director, the township hired a number of new officers that brought us 26 full-time officers. 16 officers were in patrol, 4 assigned to the traffic unit, 3 detectives, and 3 were lieutenants handling administrative roles. Within 2 to 3 years, through retirements and attrition, we lost a number of officers that brought about the elimination of the traffic unit, fewer detectives, and ultimately dropped our numbers to 23, which is where we are today. These officers' positions were never replaced. Soon after the influx of new officers, the economic crash of 2008 occurred. Because of the financial straits placed upon the township. Somebody's got to mute, I think.
That's me, sorry.
That's right. Soon after the influx of new officers, the economic crash of 2008 occurred. Because of the financial straits placed upon the township, layoffs of 2 to 3 new officers were recommended. The members of FOP Lodge 182 negotiated with the mayor and council in an effort to save the jobs of these young officers. Their positions were saved by current officers for going approximately $150,000 in monetary value per year for approximately 1.5 years. Immediately following this negotiation, the mayor and council moved that savings in salaries into the capital budget. Since this time frame, we have maintained 23 full-time officers, which brings us to our present staffing levels. Since the person originally hired as the police director has retired, we have operated with only an assigned officer in charge. The officer in charge has all the responsibilities and duties of a chief of police. They oversee the day-to-day operations of the police department, supervise all officers under their command, and because of the size of our police department, the officer in charge routinely responds to and assists with police emergencies. Lieutenant Thomas DeRosa has been the officer in charge since September 2019. Under his leadership, this department has run smoothly and improved dramatically. He has worked with both the mayor and council and the members of the police department to streamline and increase our capabilities as a law enforcement agency in Hunterdon County. The members of FOP Lodge 182 fully support your decision to eliminate the position of police director, which has been vacant since early 2015. We also know that no officers are being laid off or positions eliminated. I'm unclear where this idea came from. We know, and the public should rest assured, that all of the officers currently employed here will still be here following the approval of the new ordinance. We look forward to working with you collectively as we move forward. And I would just add as a statement that in the last few years, the morale of the department is clearly up. And furthermore, the operational effectiveness and the discipline have both increased. And it's really testament to good leadership up and down the ranks. And I think we've got a great group of officers and a far improved department than I think existed 15, 20 years ago. So any last comments from anybody whom I might have missed? *6 on the phone, going once, twice, hearing none, kick it back to council. Is there any discussion on the part of council beyond what we've had already?
No, I thought the letter from the FOP was actually quite compelling and covered the points quite well. I did do some research on this matter, talked to former governing body members, and I'm comfortable with the ordinance.
Very good. All right, hearing no further comment, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second. Let Mark.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick? She's off.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
President Konchanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
The last public hearing we will have is a capital ordinance providing for improvements to Gray Rock Road in Clinton Township in the County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, appropriating $194,000, therefore, to pay the cost thereof. This is an ordinance that basically allows us to receive into the capital fund the monies to repave Gray Rock Road. This would be the long stretch on the east side of 31. We already had a grant to do the short stretch, which is in horrendous condition by the Goddard School. We will be packaging both in a bid for the next couple of months, I think. Hopefully we'll cut to bid to do Farview, Folklore Place, and Folklore Alley as well, all in one big swoop. And this just makes it easier for us to manage the grant money. Any questions from council before I open public hearing? Hearing none, I'll open the public hearing. And I don't see any hands raised. I didn't expect we'd have a lot of folks out for this particular ordinance, but one never knows. I'll give it one last chance. Anybody who would like to speak, unmute yourself or press star 6 if you're on the phone. All right. Hearing none. May I have a motion? I'll close the public hearing, and may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Amy gets it.
That's okay. I had enough for the night.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Mulley?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Okay. At this point in time, I will open up the general public comment for items not on the agenda. Again, if you'd like to speak in your electronic on your computer or iPad or what have you, please raise your hand. And if you're on the phone, please press star 3. Oh, I have Mr. and Mrs. Deckman are raising a hand. We'll take it through the chat. Mr. and or Mrs. Deckman, you're welcome to speak. You have the floor. We cannot hear you. At least I can't hear. You seem to be unmuted, but I don't hear anything. Okay, we'll work on connection back later. I have a chat. Wonders of modern technology. I should note this is about a year now that we've been doing the virtual and progressively larger attendance, which is nice. But hopefully in the not too distant future, we'll be able to do this back in person. So let's see, anyone else who would like to speak? I have a number that 908 ends in 84, you're recognized.
They need to unmute.
And you'll have to press star 6 to unmute your phone number before you're recognized.
Hello?
Hello. Please state your name and address for the record.
Tara Mosley, Stanton Mountain Road.
Or could you spell that?
M-O-T-L-E-Y.
Okay.
I am concerned about a safety issue on the corner of Stanton Mountain Road and 629. There's a trail there, and I want to know, and I'm very concerned about a trail that leads to a four-story mountain rocky cliff. And I'm thinking about how wise that is to have a trail that goes to the edge of a cliff that seems to be quite fragile.
If it's a property that I'm thinking of, I actually was on it on Saturday, and I didn't find it to be that close to any cliff. So I'll be happy to take a look at it, and if there's anything that's of a concern, we'll investigate.
Okay. because especially, I mean, I'm assuming children will be allowed on this trail, correct?
It's a public trail.
I don't think it'd be wise to lead children up to a cliff.
That would be I'll take a look at the trail, but I'm not aware of any cliff, and I think that would be the responsibility of the parent to ensure their children.
You don't think us as a community should be sponsoring a trail? It's right at the intersection of 629 and Stanton Mountain Road, mm-hmm. and there's a quarry there, and it's at the top of that quarry.
I'm aware of the trail. I'm not aware of any cliff. So, like I said, we'll investigate, and if any action is warranted, we'll take it.
Thank you.
Thank you much. All right. Any other comment from the public? Do we have, or did we lose the Deckmans? Are the Deckmans available? Yep, go ahead, please.
Does it work?
Oh, I'm sorry, I muted you by accident. I was trying to unmute you. It was working. If you could unmute, you'd be good.
It worked this time. Thank you. Sorry.
We got you.
Terry Deckman, Two Woods Edge Court, Clinton, New Jersey, Clinton Township. And really just a follow-up from the last time. Were you able to investigate, to follow my question? You said you'd refer it to, I think it was the fire marshal.
Yes, the fire department. I have not heard back, but we'll check up on it. This was with regard to the PCBs at the proposed warehouse, correct?
Yeah, the vinyl.
We'll be sure to follow up. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry to bother you, but thank you.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just going to make a note. And I'll do that by email so it's recorded instead. All right. Any other comment from the public? Chris Bettenhausen, you're recognized.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Would you just state your name and your address?
Chris Bettenhausen, 4 Woods Edge Court, Clinton Township.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I want to say I appreciate you replying to my email so quickly when I was asking the questions about the Palais International LLC proposed office and warehouse to be on Block 18, Lot 5, address 13 Mobus Place. In your email, you stated to me that there's nothing the township can do to prevent this. I understand it is a town of Clinton property, and obviously Clinton Township doesn't have a say in that. But you advised me to be specific about my concerns when addressing their board. And my question to you, as mayor of the township and also council members here as well, do any of you have any concerns about this massive site that's being built basically in our backyard here in the Clinton Township neighborhood?
I have an issue with the traffic.
The same.
A big, big problem with it.
I'll agree with that.
And I think I've already put that in my note back to you, Mr. Bettenhausen. I do as well. And we're already taking steps to, I would say, be prepared should that project be approved.
In addition to that, I asked a few other questions that were in my email as well, that if you don't mind, if I could ask those questions here.
Sure.
Okay. Let me just bring up my email for a second.
And yep, you have about a minute and a half, give or take.
Okay. All right. Yeah. One of the questions was, what benefits will we be receiving as a township for this site that's going up? I understand. I'm sure that the town of Clinton seems like they'll be getting all the benefits, and we're getting none except for noise pollution and traffic and warehouses and trucks and everything in our backyards. That's one question. Number two, what will this do to the market value of the homes in our neighborhood and maybe the township as a whole? Number three, will this affect our property taxes? And number four, I wanted to put on the record that I actually have two small children. So you all have mentioned that traffic is your biggest concern. However, I have two small children, ages 4 and 2, and I am very concerned about this going in my backyard without having any sort of way to kind of separate our lawns, because I brought up at the meeting the town meeting about putting up a berm or a wall or a fence, and they just shot me down directly right away. So I'm very concerned about that as well, not just the traffic. Obviously, you know, the whole neighborhood's worried about the traffic, but for me specifically, I'm worried about small children in the area and not having any sort of barrier, specifically, again, me with this being my backyard, not having any sort of fence or anything built. So something I'm wondering if you guys would consider discussing as well, in addition to the traffic issues. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. As far as the benefits to the township, there won't be any that I'm aware of. The taxes will all go to the town. It'll be an increase in the rateable base for the township. Hold on 1 second, because I'll answer the question now. As far as affecting...
It'll be an increase in rateables for the town, not the township.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
It'll be for the town. If I said the township, I apologize.
Yeah.
It'll be for the town, not the township. As far as home values, I'm not sure. I would imagine any impact would be proximate, but it's hard to say. As far as affecting your property taxes, I don't believe it really would. And as far as the physical barrier, what I can tell you is this. From having been on the planning board, and some of us have been on planning boards or boards of adjustment or both, typically applicants are not required to put up that kind of physical barrier for a warehouse or any kind of development like that. They would be required to provide a sufficient visual buffer, however, and if they're, in your opinion, not providing that, that's a good specific question to raise. If in your opinion the buffer is not sufficient, other than that, I don't know that the township can do much other than on the property that it really controls, which is the road.
Yeah, I think this is a unique circumstance, I think, Mr. Mayor, where, you know, we have, I can't send my complaints to my own township council about something that's being built in my backyard. It's a very unique circumstance where it's a different town's controlling this. So it's just, I'm just wondering if there's any sort of way, again, we're neighbors, right? So if the town of Clinton and Clinton Township, and again, we shop at all of their local shops, we eat all the restaurants, we do everything downtown. My family loves going down there and going for walks, everything like that. Is there any way for the council to support us at all to just say, listen, I know that this is not our property, but we're neighbors here. Can we just kind of talk about this and try to be a little more cordial about this and listening to the neighborhood and maybe, like I said, kind of give me a support in trying to deal with the traffic, but also talking about a physical barrier if possible?
It's a tricky thing, and I would ask our attorney just to correct me if I'm misstating anything, but even the town of Clinton's governing body, their mayor, especially in this particular case, because it's essentially a zoning application, they can't really stick their noses in the application itself either. It's got to go through the board, in this case, their land use board. If it were here, it would be our zoning board. And there are specific requirements that they've got to follow, and aside from ordinances and all that, but the procedures that they follow, where there's kind of a wall that separates the two. So it's not as though if we reached out to the town could say, well, you've got to do this, because it really has to go through that board hearing process.
So nothing's been approved yet, correct, Mr. Mayor, over there? It's really still up in the air, I guess, as far as whether it's going to be approved or not, or is there any sort of contract you're aware of?
I'm not aware of the land use board having approved it, and until they do, it's not approved.
It's continued to, I think, the 5th or the 6th or one of those days.
And Ms. Cecil, did I get it all correct roughly, or I hope?
You did. No, you did, Mayor, but what I would say is, you know, anyone who is either abutting that property or in close proximity to it, whether located in the township or in the town, the zoning board has to listen to those concerns. And so I would just urge you, please go to the hearing and make sure that you voice your concerns to the members of the zoning board. They have to take that into consideration. They still, you know, they're bound by statutory requirements in making their ultimate decision, but they absolutely need to be considering the impact to your neighborhood, even though it's located in a different municipality. They don't get to ignore the fact that the municipal border doesn't matter for those purposes. It's who is abutting or, you know, in very close proximity to the property that's being proposed for development.
Yeah, they actually already had two hearings already, and I've been on both of them. And when I voiced my concern at the last one, like I said, they completely dismissed it. And that's why I'm coming here to basically plead to at least, I don't know if any of you are in the neighborhood here around Riverbend or anything like that. But I just feel like we need some support here. And talking about dealing with traffic after the fact isn't really helping the people who are trying to deal with the situation now, as far as even creating sort of physical. I think for me, a visual barrier is not going to be enough with my small children. That's what I'm trying to say here. So I want to be able to say to them that I think I need more than just a visual barrier, basically. And I'm hoping I can get the township support in that case.
All right, I understand your concern. I would echo that comment from Trishka to go to the next hearing, and there should be a straight up open public comment at the end of the hearing. So. Voice what you can there and take it one step at a time. All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.
I'm now going to recognize Ms. Komorowski.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you. If you could just state your name and address.
Okay. My name is Maria Komorowski, and I'm at 6 Woods Edge Court. I'm right next door to Chris that you were just talking to. And I agree 100% of whatever he's saying, because our backyard is completely in the town of Clinton. And when they had their meeting last week, because I'm a senior probation officer, I'm a state worker for child support, alimony, divorces, sex offenders, they were rude and didn't give anybody a chance in the township of Clinton to speak. It was like they brushed them off. And that woman, I don't remember her name, but it was like she said to each one in this neighborhood, what's your point? What's your point? Get on with it. When you're in court, they should be able to state their facts and tell them, because we're the ones that live in this community that will affect us. And the only thing I have here was, I've been here for 24 years and we've had no problem, but we have a problem with the rocks in the cornfield, which is in the township of Clinton. And I have a letter here in reference to the soil stockpile on Gray Rock Road, block 7401, lot 1. And it has been brought to my attention that the excess soil stockpile on the above captioned property has been regraded and stabilized. We have received complaints from adjacent property owners that the water is now draining onto and over their properties. This is in violation of Ordinance 165-25 enclosed to start and may include portions of Article 35 also. This situation must be corrected immediately. I would suggest that you have an as-built survey done on the area disturbed so that I review if with the township engineer. It says, please contact me, very truly yours, dated R. Mills, zoning officer. Oh, it's raining right now, so if they come and put that warehouse in there, what's it going to do with the flooding? Right now, my neighbor in the red house, it's a swamp there. Across the street, Bob, it's raining. There's ponds coming down.
But that runoff right now, that's causing an issue. Mr. Mills hasn't been here in quite some time. I believe he's actually passed on, unfortunately.
The person that owns the property that wants to put that warehouse in, they know that in back of it, it's swamp. So if they put a pond back there, what is that going to do for us while the big pond is there? Chris has two kids. They could go right behind there, drown. We got the noise. We got the pollution, PCBs. Something needs to be done.
Well, again, as I suggested to Mr. Bettenhausen, take that concern to the land use board in the town of Clinton, and hold on a second, just to reset this. Take the concern to the
because once you start
let me finish, please. To the township,
okay.
The town's land use board, they'll have a hearing, a public comment session at the end of their hearing where you can lay out these particular concerns. However, what I would say is this. I think the pond that you're referring to is a detention basin, which is pretty common for all developments. I think that's a requirement for whatever would have to be put in there. And we have quite a few of them throughout.
Yeah, but, because, you know, this is a business deal. So the one that owns the property in the town of Clinton, he knows the water drains from the township of Clinton, because I walk my dog back there. I could see it. And it drains from the township of Clinton to the town of Clinton, and that's why they're putting a big pond there. If you look at the architect, because my husband works for Union County Playgrounds, and he says this is a problem.
We can certainly look at, because that piece of property that you're referring to that's in the township side is owned by the school board. So we can certainly have conversations with them if there's a water issue emanating from their property. However, the detention basin that's proposed for this project, I'm sure, is to collect runoff from all of the parking lots and that property in particular. So it's.
And just real quick, I spoke with the attorney that's representing Mr. Puello. Her name is Kara Kaczynski. And I asked her, with these tractor trailers coming in from October 17 to December 31st, coming up through 31, where there's buses and everything, they're going to be able to pull into 31 to this warehouse, pull out, go past job lot and bang a UE with a big tractor trailer. And I know how these tractor trailers are on 78 because I used to commute back and forth to Elizabeth. That's it. So how are you going to take that tractor trailer and twirl it around that little circle to get back on 31 opposite direction?
I understand. Again, that's another comment that you should make at the hearing. But that especially is out of our control, because that the highway entrances and exits are all regulated by the state DOT. So that we have.
So none of this concern is, God forbid, if a bus full load of kids gets hit by a tractor trailer, nobody cares. You're going to have dead kids and nobody cares. Nobody goes after this or makes some kind of point or something.
I would raise it with their traffic engineer. That's it.
Yeah, well, somebody did last week, and they just brushed it off like, you know, you're a third-class citizen, or else she said, we'll circle back to you. That's BS.
I understand your frustration, but the township has very little control over that. It's as simple as that, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any other members of the public who would like to comment? Anyone's on the phone and would like to comment, press star 6. All right. And Mr. Bettenhausen, I see you'd like to comment once more. I'm going to give you, typically we won't do that, but I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I just want to ask a quick question. Is the Clinton Township planning on building anything on their half of that lot behind our house at the time?
I'm not aware of it. It's owned by the Township Board of Education, so I don't know. I know years and years ago there may have been some consideration for ball fields and that sort of thing, but nothing ever came of it. That would be a question for the Board of Education.
Okay. And just one last comment. Again, I just keep hearing, you know, from you, Mr. Mayor, that, you know, if there's any questions that we want to bring up to the town of Clinton Land Use Board, that we ask. It just really feels like we're not really being supported as, you know, residents of your township. And, again, it's a very unique circumstance where we're talking to a different party here. That's the only thing I just want to bring up again. Like, I feel like you keep saying you bring it up and you deal with it, and that's something we can do about it. But I think you can do something about it being our representatives for our government, correct?
I understand, but I hate to say this. If this application were in the township, at the township zoning board, the council are actually prohibited from participating in those meetings. So if you had come to us in this hearing, this application was before the township's Board of Adjustment, we would not be able to weigh in or participate to swing the scales one way or the other.
But you could participate in the town of Clinton's discussions, can you not?
Ms. Cecil?
I'm
not discussions.
You wouldn't be able to do more than what the residents themselves could do. That's the thing. All you could do is say, we have residents who have concerns. Could you listen to them? But they have to listen to you anyway.
Right. But that's fine. But as Maria said as well, and I said as well before, we don't feel like we're being heard at those. I think it'd be a little more powerful having council members from Clinton Township or even the mayor yourself, obviously, on those calls as well. So that way they feel like we'd be taken seriously. I feel like we're not being taken seriously, unfortunately. And I think that would go a long way. So I would appreciate that, Mr. Mayor, or any council members, honestly.
Brian, may I bring up something or ask you a question?
Sure.
I know in the past, whether it's been a resolution on behalf of the county or something on behalf of the state that we haven't agreed with, or we have agreed with us collectively as a governing body, have either sent a resolution to either support or go against it. You know, can think of many things in the recent past that have been brought up at the state level. Would that be something we could do collectively and say, you know, us as a body or against this, or is it not to that point yet, as Trishka said, because it's still at the zoning? I mean, can we put something on record? Governing body, one governing body to another, I guess what I'm trying to ask.
It's not one governing body to another. That's the problem, Mark. It's that this is, you know, an independent body that is tasked with making determinations based on facts and criteria that are in a statute. I mean, you can certainly raise concerns that you may have, you know, but you've got to be specific. And as a council, as a body, it has to be the impacts to the municipality, right? Because that's your role. You know, there's just not a lot you can do. What I am, you know, disturbed to hear is that, you know, your residents feel like they're getting the brush off from the board. That's certainly inappropriate. No one but should feel like
board.
They're being brushed off. From their board. I mean, you know, you shouldn't, they should be listening to you. Whether that, you know, carries the day is for them to determine, but they should at least do you the courtesy of listening to the concerns.
As Mr. Mayor said before, we've all in agreement here that they're getting none of the negatives. It's only being the negatives on our side, and they're just collecting all the positives. So really, there's really, I feel like, no downside to what they're doing. And unfortunately, it feels like they're not listening to us because they feel like they don't have to, probably, because
there's no
effect on their residents at all. So, you know, unfortunately.
I actually think they'll get some of the downsides with the traffic, and just because I think there'll be issues with vehicular traffic to 78 West, which will be predominantly felt by the town, but that's neither here nor there for us. But I do think it's a difficult problem. And like I said, if this were in the township and it was at our zoning board, there's really nothing, even if we all opposed it, that the town council could do to influence the board's decision. They've got to hear it. It's quasi-judicial, I think, is the proper phrase. And that you feel that you're being brushed off, I think is unfortunate. I think, though, that the opportunity for broad public comment at the end of the hearing is where you'll have most of the ability to have an impact. Because if you're asking at the hearing questions that relate to prior testimony that aren't admissible, they're not going to allow it. But if you bring it up at the end and say, this is what my concern is, this is why I have it, this is the impact it will have on me, then I think you'll have more of an impact.
Again, if anyone could attend that meeting, I'd really appreciate it. And if anyone wants to, you know, be able to do some sort of support, we'd appreciate that as well. Just wanted to bring up our concerns because, again, if you haven't been at the meetings, we're trying to let you know basically what's going on at those meetings, and it is affecting your residents. So I just want to throw it out there for you. And then again, if anyone can join the meeting, we really appreciate your support.
All right. Thank you very much.
When is that meeting again?
I think it's Tuesday, the 6th of April. It's continued to 7:00. Just for the record, I have been attending in the background, but I can't speak in a capacity on behalf of the township because I am quite concerned about this issue. But I think we've all articulated as a governing body, I don't think there's much we actually can do in this instance. We'll give you moral support, of course, but you know that a nickel, you've still got a nickel, unfortunately.
And a commitment to address any traffic issues in the neighborhood. I mean, that's easy. That we can handle ourselves. So.
And then hopefully something with potentially a physical barrier too, Mayor?
We'll have to investigate.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry for going over it, but I just wanted to
put some
concerns out there. And thank you very much for letting me speak today.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Going once. Hearing none, we'll close the public comment session, and I believe we will move to Mr. Glazer. Councilman Glazer?
I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
All right, roll call,
please. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Stroud?
Yes.
Councilman Swetley?
Councilwoman Switlick, she said. Oh, Skipper, we don't need her for this.
Council President Kaczmanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
We are adjourned. Meeting over.
Okay, good.